Hey everyone, this is your host, Cynthia Garnett Wade, from Creating a Life of Positivity in a Negative World. This podcast will inspire you, empower you, and it will encourage you to stay positive no matter what the negative situation is in your life. Today, I want to talk to you about, I want a great relationship with you. It's time in your life that you should have a great relationship. There are many different kinds of relationship. It's a family relationship, a mother, a daughter, a father, a son. It's a friendship relationship, a co-worker relationship, your neighbor relationship. There are romantic relationships too. Let's not leave that out. There are many romantic relationships. There are acquaintance relationships. And people miss it out that you're not created to be by yourself. You are created to be in a relationship. And as we begin to grow, when you come into the world, your parents are the first relationship that you become a part of that relationship. And then when you're in a relationship with a person, you should always be positive, have a positive insight about the relationship. Our relationship, unless you are in a relationship with a person, we have a tendency to label that person. That person is this way. That person is that way. So we want people to be who we think that they are. So we just take that person and we label them and we put them on the shelf because that's not the type of relationship that we want. But if you want to be in a positive relationship, in a relationship, and I'm going to use my son and I as an example. I'm the mother and he's the son. And the other day we were talking on the phone and he told me, he said, Mama, he said, we have a different relationship. At one time, the things that he was going through in life and things I taught him was contrary to the way that I raised him. Then our relationship was a strange relationship, but I held my ground. I communicated with him. I was concerned about him. I was concerned about what he was doing. Even though he was grown, he said, Mama, but we have a different relationship now because we are able to communicate and we practice getting to know each other. Besides just being your mother, I am a woman. And besides you being my son, you are a father. You are a husband, you are a worker, you are a functioning person in this society. So therefore, you're not my little baby that I brought home and wrapped in a blanket and I cuddled him up, even though I probably still wanted him to be. But I have to look, as time went on, our relationship grew. And when he started growing up and he began to look at the things of the world, then that made our relationship different. But he respected the way that I raised him. And he was able to come back and say, Mama, because of our relationship has developed over the time and has made us closer because we're able to communicate. We're able to laugh about things that he thought I was the worst person in the world because you couldn't go to the school dance. It was a reason you were on punishment. And at that time, he didn't understand. But as time went on and we began to grow, and now years later, we're able to talk about. So you got to have good communication in a relationship. You have to practice getting to know each other. You have to know the person that you're in a relationship with. You have to know them. Know something about the person, not just the color of their eyes and their hair and all that, but you ought to get to know who that person really is. And that person wants to know who you are. And then in a relationship, you need understanding. No, honey, you're not always right. No, the other person is not always right. No, the supervisor is not always right. But it's a way that you go through the process. If you want to have a relationship and have it positive, sometime in a relationship, you have to take wrong. It's nothing wrong with being wrong because then you don't have all the answers and the person don't have all the answers. But when you are communicating together, and communication in a relationship plays a very, very important part. Understanding in a relationship, getting to know a person, and then a relationship develop over time. You move into a new neighborhood. Nobody knows nothing about you. You move there in that neighborhood. Nobody knows you. They don't know anything about you. But as time go on, you have a neighbor relationship. You begin to know the person on that side or that side of you. They might not never speak to you, or you might never speak to them. But I bet you one thing, they're watching your house and they could tell you who lived there, what time you leave, what time you come back. No, that's not being neighbor nosy. That is called being concerned. I'm concerned about the relationship we has as a neighbor. It's like a mother that has a daughter. She's concerned about her daughter. She wants her daughter to be treated right, because if she's not treated right, that affects their relationship. So we have to be firm and speak positive in our relationship. We have to be attentive to our relationships. And then we have to put efforts in our relationship. You got to put an effort. If you want to have a friend, you have to show yourself friendly. If you want to be in a good relationship, you have to open up your heart. You have to open up your soul to be able to receive something new, a new thing, a new relationship. There are new boundaries. There are new guidelines. And you're saying, why are you telling me about relationship? I'm by myself. No, you're not by yourself. How can you walk this earth and you by yourself? Oh, I depend upon just me. I don't need anybody. Yes, you do. We all need somebody to be in our life, to support us, to be understanding, whether it's our mother, our sister, our brother. All these are relationships. The people that you go to exercise with, you have a relationship with them. If you're not there, they're concerned about why you're not at exercise class, what is going on. That means that you have developed a relationship with these people. Yes, you have. Whether you want to, oh, I'm private. Well, they might not know your name, but they know the color of the car that you drive. Where's the lady in the gray car? Why she hasn't been coming? So when you develop a relationship with a person, that's communication. You're able to communicate with them. You're concerned about them. So I just wanted to tell you, in your relationship, be positive in your relationship. Speak life to that relationship. If it's a new relationship, take time to know that person. Get time to know that person. Understand that person. That person's not the person they were 20 years ago. They are a new person. And so are you. Your ways and your ideas, you have changed. You have grown. You have developed into a nice springing tree. You wasn't like that before. You was just a little seed. So now in the relationship, you stand tall. You're firm. You're different. You're able to understand. And you use a lot of wisdom in your relationships. Whether it's with your mother or not, have a kind word. Be nice. Enjoy your relationship. I want to thank you for listening to Creating a Life of Positivity in a Negative World. I want to thank my staff, and I'm asking you, my listeners, to subscribe to my channel. You will be encouraged, you will be empowered, and you will be uplifted. So, as I say all the time, I thank you for listening to Little Old Me. Have a great day. I'll see you next week.